Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, September 15, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today's newscast in a Creative Access nation. The country remains nameless because of security reasons, but Christians from that nation were recently in Turkey to receive training. Boyd Griffith is with Greater Europe Mission. While the training was encouraging, Griffith says the situation turned for the worse.
A number of them had to leave early, and it took 2.5 days by bus to get back to their country. And when they got to the border, they were arrested. They were interrogated for 8 hours, Bibles were confiscated, and who knows what they're facing right now.
Meanwhile, it's See You at the Poll Day for millions of teens in 18 countries. Today marks the 15th anniversary of the student-led event where they gather around flagpoles to pray. This year's theme, Ascend, Clean Hands, Pure Heart. See You at the Poll can be a time to share Christ. Last year, a girl heard Christians praying, thought they were praying for her, and she gave her heart to Christ. And in 7 sub-Saharan countries, which includes Zambia, the life expectancy of a child born today is below 40. That's mainly due to the AIDS pandemic, which is raging out of control. Christian World Outreach's Dean Yoder says the government is taking an offensive approach, asking for help in turning this crisis around.
The government is very anxious for our people to come to their schools. We have classes for guys, classes for girls, and then, of course, for adults as well. Our whole transformation series is biblically based.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.